Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Let's go to the woman, the little woman, might I add, in Germany who did when others didn't. But let's go to the man that preceded her, namely Martin Luther. Let's hear the Great Inquisition. Martin Luther.
Yesterday you admitted these writings were yours. Will you tell us now? Do you persist in what you have written here? Or are you prepared to retract these writings and the beliefs they contain?
He walks up.
I ask pardon if I lack the manners that befit this court. I was not brought up in king's palaces, but in the seclusion of a cloister. I am asked to retract these writings, but they are of different kinds. In some I discuss faith and good works. If I were to retract these, I should be denying accepted Christian truths. In others, I attack popery and assail men who have afflicted the Christian world and ruined the bodies and souls of other men. If I were to retract those, I should be like a cloak that covers evil.
It's an anointing.
Most serene emperor, illustrious princes, noble lords, I am only a man and not God. But I must defend myself as did Jesus Christ when he said, as I say now, if I have spoken evil, bear witness against me.
Martin Luther, you have not yet answered the question. Give us a simple answer. Will you recant or will you not?
You ask for a simple answer. Here it is.
Here we go. You go, boy.
Unless you can convince me by Scripture.
Amen.
And not by popes or councils who have often contradicted each other.
Amen.
Unless I am so convinced that I am wrong, I am bound to my beliefs by the texts of the Bible. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Therefore, I cannot and I will not recant.
Amen.
Listen to this.
Here I stand. I can do no other.
You go, boy. You go, boy. Now, friends, now let me take you over to the modern version of what's happening across the world today, where a little woman stood up in that very church during the Inquisition with Martin Luther in the 1500s, and she did the same thing to a different form of tyranny. By the way, when you're watching this, friends, you got to keep in mind there was a preacher. He was a prophet. He was a Scottish reformer. His name was John Knox. They said that he would begin to preach. And once he began to preach, he'd be really calm. And they said just a couple minutes into it, all of a sudden he'd be putting his hammer down, his fist down on the pulpit with such force because of the authority of the anointing of God. Most people don't know that. You want to talk about a ministers of the flames of fire and that knew their authority? They understood what David was feeling when he went after Goliath, and he said, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? Here's a woman, and here it goes. Better said than I can. As it loads, keep in mind, friends.
It was supposed to be an interfaith concert to bring Christianity and Islam together. But when the Muslim imam began his call to prayer, he was interrupted by a small woman in the balcony, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Germany, and saying, "I break this curse." She also invoked the name of Martin Luther and warned the audience that what was happening was a lie. The video went viral, and this mysterious Christian lady became known on the internet simply as the Brave German Woman. It happened at the Memorial Church of the Reformation in the Rhineland city of Speyer, built to honor Martin Luther.
This isn't just a church. It's a monument to the Protestant Reformation and a memorial to the spiritual transformation of Germany as a nation.
And it was at this spiritual landmark that a Muslim imam was invited to give the call to prayer in a concert when the Brave German Woman, whose real name is Heidi Mundt, heard about the event. She prayed.
I was asking Jesus, I said, "Lord, shall I go there?" And I was, so you know, when I have to drive 1.5 hours, so I think about, is it worth to go or can others go? And so this is, I think, a human laziness, yeah?
She grabbed her German flag emblazoned with the words, "Jesus Christ is Lord," and she went to the concert, still not sure what she would do when she got there.
Till the imam started with his shouting, I did not really know what to do. I had my thoughts, but I was not sure. I was just prepared for what God wants me to do.
Then the Muslim call to prayer began, and Heidi said she felt something rising up inside her.
I would call it a holy anger. And then I rose my flag, and I was proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord over Germany.
Jesus Christus allein ist Herr über Deutschland. Ich zerbreche diesen Fluch.
And
she said, "Jesus Christ is the Lord of Germany." She said, "I break this curse over the imam."
Curse, because he, this Allahu Akbar, they say with it, only Allah is the Lord. Yeah, He is Lord. He is God, the only God. And I broke this curse in this church, and I broke it over my country.
The religion.
And she repeated the words of Martin Luther in 1521. After he refused to recant his faith in Scripture alone. Here I stand, I can do no other.
Here I stand. Oh my gosh. She is saying in Germany, friend, she's rebuking the imam in front of the church. She said, "Here I stand, I can do no other. Save the church. Here I stand, I can do no other," this little woman. She said, the lady that was escorting her out said, "This is a church of peace." She said, "No, it is not." She said, "Allah Akbar." You know, folks, Islamization of Germany taking place right now, they're trying to implement this across the country along with their fellow helper in the White House right now. But we need to keep in mind, folks, that it's a political tool only to shut down opposition to the death if you don't agree. She said, "Don't be fooled. People are being quiet while they are killing off our people." She said, "This is a lie."
She was thrown out of the church.
They should have thrown the imam out of the church.
Of course.
That's right.
They should have threw the imam out. If I was there, I'd have helped him do it.
That's right.
You know, not trying to be a hard guy, not trying to be a fleshly individual. But it's time that Christians across the world stand up like the little woman in Germany that did. And I'll tell you what, she didn't just rock Germany, friends. She's rocking the world right now.
She's rocking the Sons of Liberty.
It takes. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Again, friends, talking about the little German woman who publicly rebukes the imam. The imam with the smile on his face and the heart of a devil, trying to deceive the little sheeple that stood down. But there was one that didn't stand down. She stood up. Folks, countries pivot on people that obey. And friends, I want to tell you something. I know it's religious for some people that are so dry that they don't understand what it's like to be doused in the dew of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But once you taste and see that the Lord is good, you taste by the Spirit of the living God, you'll stand up the way that this woman stood up. Folks, she wasn't being sheepish. She wasn't being timid. She wasn't tucking tail. Man, she brought a flag that said, Jesus Christ is Lord. In other words, I'm coming to set up an altar in the face of Islam, regardless if they like it or not. Little did she know, not only would it be heard in the church, but it would be heard all over the world. How many times have I said, Stephanie, what a man doesn't do, a woman will do.
Yeah.
And to the shame of the man.
Yeah.
We no shame.
We see it across the country. In fact, when we do a lot of these tea parties, they're led up by women. A lot of these, you know, organizations, they're led up by women. If you look at organizations or tragedy strike, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, it's these women who are standing up to the plate because they're technically doing a job that a man should be doing. Oh. But the men are standing down. They just don't want to offend people. They don't want to, you know, push the limit too far.
Do you know how much heat
these women are doing?
Do you know how much heat I get for this? Because I got so many women right now looking at their husbands saying, Bradley's right. Right, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Bradley and Stephanie are right, you know.
You know, yeah.
They're not looking for some guy as a couch potato that's getting fat, drinking beer, watching football games. They're looking for a man that knows where he's going, that loves his God first and foremost, and then he serves his people. That is a man.
That they can support in what he's doing.
That's right.
What they're called to do is support, be the helpmeet, and fulfill the call that God has for them together.
Now, for all those, and women might get mad at me too, especially those for those that mean to rule the roost. In other words, they wear the pants.
Yeah, I got a good story about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, we were speaking at this very well-known Christian university, you know, very well-known ministry. And at the end, Bradley opened it up, and he was talking about, during part of his, you know, talking with the class about how,
Questions and answers, Q&A.
Yeah, questions and answers, but you were telling them how a lot of these women are doing the jobs that men should be doing. You know, we travel across the country, you see a lot of women heading things up where men should be heading things up. And she got up, and she's like, well, I just have to say that I thought that was very rude, and I was offended because we came here, us girls, us women, we came to lead. We didn't come to be in subjection, you know, to any man. Basically, what she was saying is, I came to do it, and
she's
I'm doing it apart from a man.
She's out of line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she stood up, and the girls were like, what? And at the end of it,
wait a second. Slow your roll. What happened, friends? When she did that, I looked at her. And the first thing that went through me is, you're going to get it
if you don't sit down.
And I'll answer nice one time, nicely, but the second time you're going to get it. And I looked at her and I said, apparently you heard what you wanted to hear,
because
that's not what I said. It was a high five to the women that are doing the stuff. But see, this woman was walking in an authority that a man was to walk in, not that she was to walk in. God created the woman to be the weaker vessel. It doesn't mean a man treats her as a rug. No, not at all. When a man walks in his given authority by God, the woman finds her security in the man. That is natural. That is God ordained. And for the women that are standing up today, I'm high-fiving you right now. But there is an authority that God has given a man that a woman doesn't have. Well, that's what she was trying to do, is assert man's authority. And she was trying to take a counterfeit, false fiend authority by coming after me in front of the classroom.
That's right.
But I can just say this. She went after the wrong person.
Yeah, she did. And what happened was that she was almost, in a sense, dogging on men because she wanted to be her own woman. And the girl,
that's dangerous.
Exactly. So you responded to her a little bit, but then I ultimately responded because I thought it would be good, first of all, you know, if I responded, like you said, she's going to get it. It's like, okay, I knew you're going there. But I thought about the fact, too, is, listen, if I'm a woman responding to a woman, it's a different thing. Because
that's right.
I'm a woman saying, listen, our job is to help support what our husbands do. We are the helpmate. We are created to do this thing together, but we have a different role. God created Adam. Then out of Adam came Eve.
But wait a second. The man was created before the woman was created.
That's right. Right.
Yes.
And the man is the glory to God, and
that's
the woman
right.
is the glory to the man. That's scriptural.
And God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the wife and the children.
That's exactly
that's
right.
right.
And that's scriptural.
That's the proper flow.
And that's what I told her, too. And it's like, if you have an argument against that, then you have an argument against scripture. And at the end of the class, we had people come up to us and say, listen, that's her issue. And this couple girls come to me, she's like, oh, the way you kind of gave it to her. And I didn't even really think I gave it to her. But she's like,
Wait. How did this go from you to me?
To you. Because when she had stood up and said that thing, I was the one that answered her, being a woman going to another woman. At the end of the class, my experience was...
I felt like putting her over my knee.
I know you
and
did.
I was
that's
going
why
to
I
do
answered
it.
Her.
Yes, and you didn't let me get that far. But
that's
in
right.
saying that, that's where it was going.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
did not come up there. And I'm not saying that again to be mean, but I'm telling you what, on the other side of that sword, these women don't know their place, friends, don't stand back. Hey, by the way, either side of this issue, 1-866-233-0747. If you agree, if you disagree, 1-866-233-0747. If we stick to scripture, we'll be safe. And don't say, well, Bradley, that's your interpretation. No, I know what the scripture says. So either way, let's go off of that one.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But at the end of it, what I was saying from my experience is the girls were saying, you know, I liked how you talk with her, and she does not represent the rest of this class. And it just goes to show you
well,
that when you
the teachers were coming up apologizing
exactly.
for the stupidity
but,
that was exhibited there.
And this is probably one of the best, you know, events that we have done. You know, it's just, it was really good. It was a great recent event that we did. And the majority of kids were overwhelmed. They loved it. They were students, I should say, not calling them kids, but they came up afterwards and they wanted to talk with Bradley. They surrounded him. They
there's a picture on Sons
him.
Of Liberty Radio right now.
Yeah,
Sons
so
of Liberty Radio. Just
all these good
it.
Things. And we have to keep in mind, too, is let's not focus on the one squeaky wheel. So many times one little thing kind of pushes us the wrong way, and then all we do is think about
but
all the negative.
Wait a second. It's always the one thing, the squeaky wheel, that people are afraid to encounter.
Right.
And what we need to do is get through it. And the way to do it is to tell people how they have been dealt with. Because there's so many things that are happening in this country. We're talking about the issues in the church. We're talking about the issue of Islam right now. Well, it's the one people that are dealing with the squeaky wheel. People need to see how to overcome. It was as if David's standing there and say, wait a second, why is Saul standing here doing nothing? You just got one big squeaky wheel over here. His name is Goliath. And David comes out and he says, who is this that defies the armies of the living God, because he was anointed by God to deal with the squeaky wheel where others weren't. David came out and demonstrated the power of Christ by dealing with Goliath. And friends, if you know the story, Goliath fell down from a little stone that David used, but it was also David, the little youth, that ran over to Goliath, took Goliath's sword, and chopped off Goliath's head. So it wasn't just like Goliath was dealt with. No, David dealt with him to the point where he lost his head over it, and he used Goliath's head. We need to show people how to deal with these issues, and the way that we do that is God demonstrates himself through the church and through those that are willing to stand up and change the course of history.
Yeah, and don't let that one squeaky wheel deter you, because a lot of times when we do events, you have a majority of people, they absolutely love it, they're touched by God, it's awesome, then you get one or two people who are offended, and people like to focus, we just don't want to offend anyone. Listen, you are willing to cast aside the 99% who got touched by God and focus your one, try to appease that 1% that didn't like it.
57 million babies dead today, and you don't want to offend anybody?
Exactly.
And friends, how many actually advocate abortion? In America, you have stood down in the face of that opposition. How many support homosexuality or gay marriage? Tell me, friends. You can rare folks, they are as rare as a needle in a haystack to find them. You know, we go to California, speaking of the gay issue, going to Hollywood, I didn't see one gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Anaheim, went to where there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people at this musician's trade show, not one gay person.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you afraid of, friends? The state-run media? We just got something to eat this morning, friends. Speaking of the state-run media, now we'll get back to this topic in a minute. I walked in. Folks, CNN is wrong. CNN is unconstitutional, un-American, ungodly to the core. We go in this restaurant, I am like appalled at their garbage. Hey, folks, you know this new issue with the black-white guy? That down in Florida, if it wasn't a black-white issue, CNN wouldn't even be talking about it right now. They're attempting to divide. Friends, I could go across the board. This government, this administration, they are scared to death of the American people that will stand up. They are afraid to death of those that speak out. Just ask the IRS that's attacking anybody that doesn't agree with this ideology of this administration. Just ask the Attorney General. Folks, I mean, I can go across the boards. It's because you don't stand up like this little woman in Germany. It's incredible to me. It is absolutely incredible to me that the American people don't deal with the squeaky wheels. And nobody's asking for the job to do that. It's just the point that you love your people and you love your country. And first and foremost, you love your God so much, you can't not but say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, it's like this. I can't help myself. I gotta say something. By this we know that we love God when we keep His commandments. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Folks, your love is demonstrated by what you do. How much do you love? I'll tell you what, this little woman in Germany, she loved a whole lot that we're talking about in America right now. We'll finish the story when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We got Chris calling in from Florida. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Man, you always sound like it's raining or something. Are you ever like in the point where you're just like bubbly and, you know?
The sun's shining here.
Hey, listen to me, Chris. The sun is always shining behind the darkest cloud. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
So put a smile on your face.
He giggled a little bit. He got a little chuckle out of him.
I can sing and really get a chuckle out of him.
In February. Nice. But, I was calling about the... Remember a while back when the women spoke out at the chamber or on the House floor? Diane Reddy?
Okay.
Whenever she had an outburst, some called it an outburst, but the stenographer, the congressional stenographer who was removed from the White House floor during Wednesday's budget deal, shouting about Freemasons and God, because the Holy Spirit had been waking her up to deliver the message for the past 2.5 weeks, and she was preparing, this is from The Blaze, and she felt like, that is what I did last night, stenographer denying that he told Fox News. So it goes right along with what you were speaking with.
That reminds me of Joe Wilson, too. We did a show on that a couple weeks ago, probably about a month ago now, where it actually put out Joe Wilson when he said President Obama during his speech, State of the Union speech, and he said, you lie. Well, he was reprimanded right away, but the American people stood behind him, but they let the American people let the reprimand go through Pelosi, the witch herself, literally. The witch herself gave the reprimand to Joe Wilson saying, you can't do that anymore. So they conjured something up and basically told those in Congress, the representatives, the senators, that you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but
now,
look,
that's our job. That is Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. We have free speech, and if someone's lying, we have not only a duty but an obligation to call out those that do the lying. And by the way, we also, on the other side of that again, talking about what you're talking about here, Chris, we have to be careful because people do get weird. And I'm not saying in this particular situation with this woman that it was weird, but people do get weird about it. And I'll tell you what, the more truth that you speak, the more the state-run media will attempt to demonize you.
And did you notice, too, with Joe Wilson, is the more support he got from the people.
Totally.
After he spoke out, people were giving to support his campaign.
Millions. He got $2 million instantly.
Because people are dying, literally,
for leadership.
To see a leader stand up
but,
and put this guy in his place.
That's right. But when leadership, friends, listen to me carefully. But when you begin to see leadership, you need to stand behind that leadership, because that leadership is only going to go so far as you stand behind them. Now, the first thing the state-run media does is they get in there and they demonize them, or they receive persecution from within or without, only to smite the shepherd. Because if you can smite the shepherd, the sheep are easily dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people should know way better than that. Listen, let me say it this way. Those that the bloggers, those that the state-run media continuously demonizes and lies about and puts them under a false light and defames them, you can almost rest assured, friends, those are your men. Those are your women that you should stand behind. Those that the state-run media and the bloggers are behind, those are the ones that are allowing, they're not only allowing, but they're helping perpetuate their own fall.
Mm-hmm.
They're advocating their own fall, friends. And the American people, instead of standing up and dealing with the squeaky wheel, as we were talking about during last segment, instead of dealing with it, you just let it go. And because of it, America, you just let, on your watch, and it's not on my watch because I've been preaching out against it since day one, I'm not going to be responsible for the murdered babies, 57 million babies, that's equivalent to 18 states. Now we have something called homosexual marriage, and you're going to stand back and stand down while one judge or two judges act as a bunch of activists from the bench or to legislate. They're not being ruled by law, yet they're to be ruled by law. In America, when you realize that you're the law, it's not going to go on anymore. The problem in America is you have leadership, but you have to get behind them when you see them. You can't just stand down and let someone else deal with it. And if you are, at least put your money where your mouth is and stand behind it. So when the opposition does come, let's go back to MLK. My gosh, people, when they seen the blacks getting beat in the South, little did they realize the state-run media, they were setting themselves up by broadcasting what happened down south when the dogs were attacking the blacks. That rose up people from all across the world to stand behind MLK's movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what America should say. Hey, friends, babies are being murdered. I don't know how many different ways I need to say that. Islam is trying to infiltrate and to basically bring you to a point of subjection through their oppressive and fearful measures. But what happens when you stand up against them like this woman did? Like the woman that Chris is talking about? Like the Joe Wilson that Stephanie's talking about? My gosh, people, we need to stand up and quit standing down, because I got a question for you. Like little David, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? And if you dealt with the bear and the sheep protecting the fold, guess what? God is only raising you up to deal with the Goliaths when they come. And we only get one shot at this, so you better make the most of it, because you're not promised tomorrow. And the Bible tells us that we are called, we are commanded to redeem the time, for the days are evil. That's on our clock, friends. We're not looking for ease, we're looking to please, and that being our Heavenly Father. Chris, I'll give you the last word.
Amen. I really appreciate that, Bradley. Yeah, it reminds me of Psalms 2 I was reading, where he goes in to just defeat the, you know, David. Pretty much the whole book of Psalms is about David and the army after him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, David constantly. I mean, the whole book of Psalms is nothing more than God, you know, basically allowing the trial and tribulation to come. But who does David go to? He doesn't go to the arm of the flesh. He goes to God. And the Lord said, through David, the Spirit of God, David wrote down that the Lord is ever before my face. You are at my right hand. I shall not be moved. My feet shall not slip. Lord, you've taken my feet out of the miry clay and put them on a rock to establish my goings. Lord, I thank you. you for upholding me with the right hand of your righteousness as you maintain my cause, and that you are an enemy unto my enemies and an adversary unto my adversaries. This is a scriptural, this gospel that we're talking about right now, Chris, is completely foreign to the body of the professed Christians in this country today. It's completely backwards. Unless, you know, instead of the church standing up and dispossessing, they're being dispossessed and they call it Jesus. No, it's the furthest thing from the Jesus. It's the furthest thing from the resurrected Christ who came in power to destroy the works of the devil. Now they're getting along with the devil. So I can see why, going back to Germany, why this little woman had to stand up, because she realized nobody else was going to do it for her. So she believed God. She's confident in her God, strong is her confidence in the fear of the Lord. And guess what? She wins the day. And on the Sons of Liberty today, in 53 That's countries, right. her message is being proclaimed.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that.
You know, another good
thing. Thank you, Chris, for your call.
Thank you, Chris. Another good thing to note about it is, although they might have kicked her out of that church building, her story went across the world. So we might say, well, we might find a little bit of opposition right in that little nucleus where that church building is. But look at the message now. That little woman, because she spoke up in that church with, what, maybe 200, 300 people?
Yes.
Now that same voice that spoke out, that little woman's voice, is for millions of people to see and hear.
Should we finish?
I want to
hear it. It gets a little bit better.
It does.
Watch this. I'm sorry. Listen to this. We can watch this.
They should have thrown the imam out of the church and not me, because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but he serves another God.
Amen.
This Allah is not the same God, and this is not the truth. This Allahu Akbar, so I think in general most of us know they use it when they kill people. This is, for me, it's an worship to an idol. Yeah, to their God, the worship, and they bring this blood offering to their God. And when the Muslims call Allahu Akbar in a church, that means this church is not a church anymore. It's a mosque.
With Heidi at the concert was Kamel and Marion.
Did you hear what she just said? No longer is it a church when he comes in and gives his prayer. By the way, this is how Islam knows how to dominate.
That's right.
Hey, friends, does it sound a little weird to you in America that after September 11th, they wanted to go ahead and build a mosque? And they've got their opportunity, and they took it, and the American people stood down and let them do it? Does that not tell you that your government's involved, friends? Are you kidding me? After September 11th, they take away your rights? That hundreds of thousands bled, fought, and died to give you? Are you kidding me? Folks, that's very telling. They're telling on themselves. The Bush connection between the Bushes and as Osama bin Laden and their family, their connection, does that not strike anybody as being a little weird, friends? Oh, but that's conspiracy, right? Hey, folks, let me tell you what. It's not theory. It is conspiracy. Jeremiah 11. And I want to tell you what, you're in the center of it. And are you going to allow them to continuously advocate their propaganda and their agenda against the will of the American people? Doesn't anybody think it's a little weird that you're attacked by a foreign country and for some reason that government, your government, asks you to submit to that supposed terrorist? Folks, this is a political tool all across the country, terrorism is. And by the way, for a little history, for those that didn't know, Stalinism was based on using terrorism as a political tool to shut down opposition. That's all it was. Hey, by the way, friends, you can even go into Egypt and find and hear the same message that I'm giving to you right now. Because I guarantee you in Egypt right now, you have some of my brothers over there crying out against their government, saying the same thing that I am right now. Oh, isn't it interesting? In Russia, it's happening right now. And in America, it's happening right now. And in Egypt, it's happening right now. And in Europe, it's happening right now. I know. Who's funding this? And let me ask you something, friends. Who is this working for? Global government. Remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said? The one that is known as the father of our Constitution? He's the guy that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Friends, what are you running from? I got a question for you. What are you running from? I'll tell you who the guilty one is. The one that's trying to eradicate and steal away your rights under the guise of, well, we're here for your safety and protection. No, they're not. They're asking for your sovereignty. And the American people and their stupidity are standing down and allowing them to do it. So you got coming what you got coming.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just got a phone call. I thought it'd be of an interest, and this is why I love it, prophetic stuff, because the very thing I was just nailing, friends, a caller just called in and told us before I'd actually said it, so go for it, Chase.
Yeah, no, she called in from Michigan saying she read an article on Western Journalism talking about how Christian networks are being replaced by Muslim networks on TV.
You're good.
No, yeah, so, I mean,
it's one thing
after another.
Oh, it is, but you know what? America will be right there to write about it. Bunch of paper tigers, right? America will be right there to complain about it, acting as if we're talking about a third world country, when in fact we're not.
I guess it's kind of a side point, but I was just thinking, I wonder who these preachers are that they're replacing, because if they're going to be replaced, I just kind of wonder.
Well, you know, let me say this.
You don't have to go there. Just go right back to the beginning of the hour. But.
Well, those that have failed the test are being removed right now. God is also putting his preachers into place, right?
Right.
But the people have to respond to that voice. Or what they can do is they can allow that voice to be snuffed out. It kind of reminds me of Jesus when he went to the cross, friends. You know, he had all these women crying for him. And Jesus looked at him with the cross on his back, dragging it up to Calvary, Golgotha. And he said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. He said, because if they'll do this in a dry tree, what will they do in a green tree? In other words, if you're going to allow the light to be snuffed out, then you've got coming what you've got coming.
Right. I mean, right now it's all smoke. You know, it's just the way, like you said, it's in the guise of a foreign enemy. We have the power to go right back in their face with the fire, being made ministers of the flame of fire, and shut it down. But if people keep sitting around and running away from the smoke, there will be fire. There will be tribulation. There will be real things happening here in our country. And not to be a fearmonger or whatever, but that's the consequence. I mean, it's all over Scripture.
It is. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Folks, you got your sword in your hand, sword of the Spirit? Because you should be waving that thing. There's nothing that can stand against the word of God. It's perpetual in the Spirit. God's law is holy. His commandment, holy, just, and good. Friends, you ever wonder why crime is being uncovered constantly? Because it's the mercy of God. And when the crime is being uncovered, because the Bible says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known, it's being uncovered from heaven for you to deal with it through justice. And he's calling on his church to do it.
You know, that's an excellent point. We can never sit back and say, well, we just didn't know what was going on. I mean, it's been exposed time after time after time.
How many times, Stephanie, does it have to be exposed?
Exactly. That's the point is, you come to so many lines where you say, well, surely the American people will rise.
But wait a second. The best America's got, I'll tell you what, the Sean Hannity and the Glenn Becks and, you know, the Rush Limbaughs, man, they're telling you what's wrong. Well, they're telling you what's wrong. They ain't telling you how to get them out. They ain't telling you what's right. And I'll tell you why. Because they're not making any reference to the answer. Because if they really meant what they said, the first thing they'd be doing, instead of bringing praise unto themselves and an attention unto themselves, they'd be telling you what the Word of God says. But if they do that, they might take criticism as well. No, in other words, you just might believe a little bit too much. No, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To them that believe the report of the Lord. How many times did the God of Jehoshaphat, the God of King Hezekiah, the God of the kings, not only in the past but also in the present, show himself strong on the behalf of an obedient people? Nowhere, my friends, if I could sing, I would sing right now. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where man ever, ever, ever failed one that was faithful to his word. You can't find it. But we never talk about that, do we? Because if we did, then it would pull all of the excuses and pull the rug right out from every one of us to say, you know what, there is no excuse because he is faithful. Friends, let me tell you something. He is faithful.
Unto a thousand generations.
Unto a thousand, that means ours too. He's in the generation of the righteous. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no excuses. And by the way, Lord, friends, I'm going into prayer mode. And by the way, Lord, your word says, and I constantly, every day of my life, bring it back to the Lord and say, Lord, you are. And I'm talking about going back again to this German woman who stood up and said the same thing. She's got confidence that he is who he says he is. And again, we're talking about a little woman who stood up, and she didn't just rock that church. She rocked the nation. Let's listen to the rest of this so we can say we did.
Before coming to Germany, Kamel lived in the Muslim world. And he told us that an imam has no place in a church.
Islam is one of the reasons for persecution. Muslims have persecuted me. They don't want me to tell others that Jesus Christ is my Savior.
Marion belongs to an anti-Islamization group calling itself the White Rose, taking the same name as the World War II anti-Nazi resistance group, shown in the film Sophie Scholl, The Final Days.
Islam is inhuman, the same as in the Nazi time. For me, personally, there is no difference. We want to show Germany and the world that we will not bow down to the slow Islamization of our country.
Heidi knows that her first television interview could place her in even greater danger.
People asked me, do you have fear? Are you afraid of the Muslims? And I only can say, no, I'm not afraid of them. I know my God, the living God of the Bible, can protect me as long as he wants. When my time is over, I will go to him.
An evangelist by gifting, Heidi grew up as an atheist in communist East Germany, but now as a believer. Her burden and her ministry is for the spiritual rebirth of Germany.
I feel I have to protect my country and my people. I'm only a little woman, but I feel I have to protect them.
She's saying, I'm sorry I can stand here and speak. She's basically saying, why is no one saying anything about this? I'm so ashamed. Where is everybody? Listen to what this little woman is saying. She's outside. I am so ashamed. Where is everybody to speak out against this? Why are people not standing up in this country of ours? Said this little woman in Germany.
Many people associate Germany with the Nazis, but Germany was once a base for world missions, sending missionaries to Africa, Korea, and to America. Heidi Mundt is trusting God to do a miracle in what today is a very wealthy, and some would say, spiritually dead nation.
Did you hear that? A wealthy nation, but spiritually dead. What happens when it's not a wealthy nation and it's a poor nation? Guess who they call upon?
God.
Just like a soldier in a foxhole.
Yeah, there are no atheists in a foxhole.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Hey, friends, let me say this. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But like this little woman in Germany, we trust in the living God.
Amen.
And he answers.
Well, nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. From a human point of view, I feel that our country is lost. It's already lost. It's done. But I trust God that he has a plan A. And that my country is not lost, that he will reach us and he will come and change the whole situation.
Dale Hurd, CBN News in Western Germany.
Well, you know, she didn't stand around and say, oh, the Lord's coming. There's no sense in doing anything.
Right.
No, she stood up and she did.
That's right. And the Sons of Liberty is standing up on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis, doing what God has called us to do. As you have just witnessed listening to this broadcast, without compromise, unabashed, unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are out there doing what needs to be done, not just talking about the problems, but giving the answers which are only found through Jesus Christ. So if you want to get behind a ministry that actually is doing something about the problem, not just giving you all the bad news, all the downers, but saying, listen, this is what we need to do. Turn back to Jesus Christ. Repent of our sins. Watch him change us from the heart. So many times we talk about the branches on the tree rather than the root of the issue. Then our country, and only then our country will begin to change. That's right. Please do support what we're doing. We need you to support us to be able to continue to do what we do. You can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can make a secure donation. There's a donate button at the top right-hand corner of your screen, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Our products also support what we do, so get them out there. We want to seek and save that which is lost.
Now, folks, I said I was going to get to this video of the veteran removing the Mexican flag that was flying over the U.S. flag. I have it posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. If this is a download podcast later on outside of Saturday, I don't know if Saturday's February 15th. I'll keep it on the front page. If you get it for the next couple days, just scroll it. But it's right on the front page of Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio is the video of the veteran removing the Mexican flag that was flying over the U.S. flag. He cuts it down. He takes the American flag, goes, walks past the Mexican that put the flag up. He took the Mexican flag, threw it on the ground, and he said, if someone wants me, they want this flag, they can fight me for it.
They can be men.
Oh, and by the way, Facebook and also did other outlets, YouTube and Facebook, tried to shut this down so the populace wouldn't see the video. I posted the video because it's from a foreign outlet, and it was downloaded, again, on a foreign site. Go ahead and check the video out. High-five it. Leave your comments, friends. And again, let's get busy. Go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, like. Get a Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, we do. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you on Monday. GCN, you guys rock. Thanks for doing such a great job. And outside of that, God bless you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.